move along here to Cynthia, who's calling us from Kirkland. Hi, Cynthia. What's on your mind, ma'am?
Good morning. Oh, good afternoon.
Yeah, you got it. It's afternoon.
Thanks, Dr. Wright. I have two questions, one about resveratrol and one about berberine. I'm taking 100 milligrams of resveratrol, and I have read some research about resveratrol. You shouldn't exceed 250 milligrams a day because of it. Resveratrol causes DNA strand breakage by the accumulation of reduced ADP plus FE3 plus.
Okay. Another proactive person. I love it. You're doing your reading and finding out how to stay as healthy as we can for as long as we can. Well, I haven't read anything that contradicts that, ma'am. I've read that. So I think we better stick with it unless somebody comes up with some contradictions.
Okay. Thanks very much for that. And berberine, I'm taking that for controlling blood sugar. And the information that I've seen says take 500 milligrams three times a day for 3 months, and then they're suggesting stopping it for a short period of time, take a holiday, owing to the effect of the herb on the cytochrome P450 in the liver. So it acts sort of like grapefruit juice does, apparently, in that it inhibits the liver's activity. Is that something you would recommend? Because I have been taking 500 three times a day for probably close to 8 months now.
I'd recommend a slight alternative, ma'am, and that is working with a physician who's in natural medicine who can order for you what are called liver function tests and just make sure your liver function tests aren't going up. Now, having done that for people on long-term berberine, that's something I rarely see. The liver function tests usually stay in perfect order, but it's possible for it to happen. I've seen it once in all these years since berberine came on, following some really strong research. It came on big on the marketplace in about 2009. And so I've seen it once. But other than that, I haven't seen it. But still, if you see it once, you want to be cautious. So it's a good idea.
Oh, good. And one more question, if I may, please.
Uh-huh.
Do you recommend taking a vitamin supplement holiday? In other words, once a week, once a month, you just stop taking them for a period of time?
Probably not, ma'am, not in today's world with all the toxins it's got in it. Now, if you wanted to do that, the ones that I would say, just never stop those are the vitamin D and the vitamin C. They're just so basic.
Uh-huh.
As you know, vitamin C fixes a genetic problem we all have. And the vitamin D, if we live in the tropics, we wouldn't have to worry about taking any. So those two I wouldn't stop at all if you're going to stop any of them once a month. But I don't think it's really necessary. Unless, there is this other thing, unless you're doing therapeutic fasting, then I'd still keep up my vitamin C and D, but during those fasting periods, not take any of the other vitamins and minerals either.
Okay. That's great. I sure appreciate your help and your show.
Well, thank you for listening, ma'am, and thank you for, a lot of people called in today who are trying to take care of their own health, and I really appreciate that.
Thanks so much, doctor. You have a great day.
You too.